We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday. Brand new week full of new opportunities. Go out there and get them. You're commercial free all day today. Ooh. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Crystal B.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
The birthday boy, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Got him his favorite present ever, which is a case of White Claw.
Yes. Ooh. Nice Monday morning. Mm-hmm. And all the Hello Kitty stuff I can handle. So that's great,
you're
too.
So good.
Thank you, Crystal B, for the Hello Kitty decorations for DJ Majestic. How'd you know he loved that?
I know. It was this intuition. I was like, either Disney princess or Hello Kitty. And then I was like, Majestic. Yeah. He's a Hello Kitty
Hello
guy.
Kitty's the right one.
Yeah. He turns into Hello Kitty after a case of White Claw.
Right?
Hey.
Pretty much.
Shout out to Santana on the phones. And shout out to you. Thank you for this historic weekend of We Can't Survive at the Hollywood Bowl.
So
your
good.
Monday motivation coming at you today is inspired by our girl Lizzo, who took us to church, gave us an experience that We Can't Survive,
so
which, by the way, thanks to you, raised over $135,000 for the American Cancer Society.
That's awesome.
Oh, such a good night for a great purpose. All right, so this week I want to encourage you to go above and beyond for a specific person in your life. I want you to think of that person who you know is going through a tough time right now.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I want you to go above and beyond for that person to show support, love, encouragement, or just be there to listen to them, all right? And that someone could be you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't exclude yourself from that situation, all right? Here's Lizzo with an amazing message from Saturday night. Check it out.
Thank you so much for being a part of something like this that helps so many people, so many families. Thank you so much. You are healing people. Make some noise now for yourself. But I also want people to feel better, feel good. I know that music can change the world. I truly believe that we can heal the world, but first we have to heal ourselves. Do you feel me? Are we feeling good as hell yet?
Woo! Getting goosebumps again.
Oh, seriously.
I do my
incredible. Like that moment right there, I remember just standing there, and everyone, she just captivates an audience.
Talk to
like
every
she,
single
yeah,
person
and every there. Person she can relate to her in some way, and she just always has such incredible things to say. I love her so much.
Crystal B, what was that moment for you?
It was amazing, but not only that, I caught her backstage, and she was talking about how she was just so excited to perform at the Hollywood Bowl for the first time. So I know she went out there with different energy. She said during rehearsal that she had to like take it in. She was standing on the stage, like just looking at the empty Hollywood Bowl, like this is a moment.
Absolutely.
She's like, I just had to take it all in.
First time for her, first time for Camila Cabello as well. So thank you
it's
to everybody
amazing.
That was involved. Such a historic night. All this morning, we'll have exclusive interviews that we got backstage with your favorite amp artists. Stay tuned for that. But it wasn't just a fun night, inspirational night, a great cause. There's always that one friend. And someone from our crew got a little too lit, a little too early in the night. And we had a secret microphone catching this person going off.
Ooh.
We'll play that for you coming up next. How did DJ Majestic put it? This person was physically standing, but mentally on the floor.
Ooh-y.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Yes, Lizzo.
Hey,
thank you.
So good.
crushed it. Our sold out. We Can't Survive. Check out videos, pictures, all the above on our gram at 97.1 Amp Radio. Also on ampradio.com or download our free app, radio.com. Crazy good content on there. We're going to have exclusive interviews coming up next that we'll play for you guys. Hopefully you had a great time. It was a great weekend. If you were able to go to We Can't Survive, raised over $135,000.
Amazing.
For the American Cancer Society. So thank you for your support. But it was also a party.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good call. All the above. And you know very well, there's always that one person, at least one person in your group. And when they get a little too lit, their drunk alter ego comes out.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny because as the night progresses, they'll start warning you. Like, I don't think you want Brittany to come out.
Talking in the third person, that's the best part about it.
Yeah, and then even the next day, like if they do something crazy, like, girl, Brittany did that. I did it. Like,
yeah, don't blame me.
Right?
That wasn't me.
And within our crew, the one person that got Lady Lit. Or is a social media guru? Tamara.
Good job,
Tamara.
I was impressed.
Turned up.
And she warned us about her drunk alter ego about to come out. So we got some audio of her. She has no idea about this. I wonder if you even remember this, Tamara.
I probably don't.
And we're about to hang out and say what's up to Lizzo backstage in the meet and greet. Mm-hmm. And we're already good, ready to go. But Tamara was like, no, I need to make sure y'all meet Lizzo. And this and that. We're like, Tamara, we're just waiting for
we're
her.
We're here. We're already good. Here.
It's going to be all right. She was hype. Here's the audio. I wonder if Tamara remembers anything. Here it is.
Where'd you get that lei at?
I'm that crazy that grabs random and is like...
By the way, she was wearing a lei around her neck, a white lei. And then I was trying to defuse the situation by like, hey, where'd you get that nice lei at? And she was still hype. Check it out.
Where'd you get that lei at?
I'm that crazy that grabs random and is like, oh, where'd you get that from? Oh, from Becky over there.
No, I'm out of 25. You guys are out of 9.
What's the scale?
Out of how many?
Out of 50? You're only halfway.
No, if don't happen, I get to 50. That's when Tamara comes out.
Oh, hell no.
I'm Tamara right now. I'm super should I curse out somebody?
Paul, come here.
Paul got the chose. Poor Paul.
Oh my god.
Who is Paul? But poor Paul.
I have no idea who Paul is.
Or Becky. Either. Wait, Becky. Did you know who Paul was or did you make up that name for him?
Yo, I think I made it up.
He was just calling some guy Paul.
Do you remember any of this, Tamara?
You guys know. Oh my gosh. I'm a little embarrassed.
Yeah, but I gotta say, I'm so happy that like we're on your team because you had our back, you know?
Yeah.
Like Tamara had her back. You don't want to cross her.
Tamara had her back. Do any of you have a drunk alter ego, Chelsea, Crystal B?
I do.
You do, Crystal B? What's her name?
Stephanie.
Ooh.
And what's she like? What's her?
Stephanie gets really chola. Like, I don't know what happens, but when I drink too much, like, Stephanie just comes out. She's ready for anything.
Islos comes out.
Loud and chola. Like, I can't suppress it.
It all makes sense now because Yessi Ortiz, who's our midday host, did tell us a story about Stephanie. Remember that, DJ Justin?
Yeah, a Vegas story. This was recent.
The Vegas story.
You know what?
Are you cool if we tell that story?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, coming up next.
I didn't know if she told you that.
Oh, a lot of stuff happens. We'll tell Stephanie's story in Vegas.
That was definitely Stephanie.
In the women's bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Details coming up next. You're commercial free.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
There's always somebody in your group. If it's not you, then when you get lit, you have that drunk alter ego that comes out and you take zero responsibility from that moment on. Yep. You even have a name for him or her and you speak of them in the third person.
And the next day, you're like, I can't believe so-and-so did that.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
wait.
As we're getting to know Crystal B a little bit more, we just found out she's got one. And her name is Stephanie.
Also, we're in trouble because you can really only have one friend with an alter ego in a group, and we have two now.
Yeah.
This isn't good.
Yeah.
I got to be the responsible one? What is this?
You got to be the mama, the good mama bear.
Yeah.
Because we discovered this weekend at We Can't Survive that our social media guru, Tamara.
Oh, we met her.
Has Tamara.
No, if don't happen, I get to 50. That's when Tamara comes out.
Oh,
Tamara.
Hell no.
I'm Tamara right now. Should I curse out somebody?
Paul, come here.
Paul got the chose.
To this day, we don't know who Paul is.
We have no idea.
We were literally trying to figure out who Paul was. Like, is this a real person or did she just make that up?
Yeah. So if your name is Paul, just for all Pauls and everywhere.
Oh my God.
Just call in.
We apologize.
Yeah. Sorry, Paul.
We apologize for Tamara.
Yes.
All right, Crystal B, tell us about Stephanie. You said she gets real chola. All of East Los comes out of her.
It's like my true self, I think, just comes out. Like, Crystal isn't even really me.
Which is?
Describe Stephanie. She's crazy. Like, if you bring any situation to me, I'm ready to fight.
Tell us about the Vegas situation that recently happened at Life is Beautiful.
Well, see, because Yessie told you the story, so I kind of want to hear what she told you.
Yessie Ortiz, who does middays here at 97.1 Amp Radio. You want to hear it from me first?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll just lead up to it, and then you take it from there.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you if that's the story we heard.
Right.
Okay, so allegedly, you girls went into the girls' bathroom. You guys were at a pool party.
Yes.
And then you guys were in the stall.
Mm-hmm.
And some girls rolled up to the stall and started banging on your stall door. And
like aggressive.
And like you guys were in the same stall together.
We were not in the same stall together. We were right next to each other. So I was in the big stall. Yes, he's in the one next to me. We literally just walked in.
Okay.
I'm wearing a bodysuit. Bodysuits take a while to get off, you know, and on. So I'm literally barely taking off my bodysuit. There was a line. This girl's banging on the door.
That's the worst.
On both mine and Yessie's.
Like, get out. Like, why are you taking so long?
And she's going, hurry up! Hurry up!
I know that.
And yes, so annoying. Like, I just walked in there. Also, I'm now Stephanie at this point because we had been drinking. So I'm like, hell no. Like, when I open this door, this girl better have the same energy that she has when I'm inside because I'm not going to be nice. So I open the door and I'm just standing there, not moving, not letting her in the stall. I open the door and I'm like, what? Say to my face.
Well, we heard the story on that point that you said, what now, B?
Yeah. Ooh. I did do that.
That is correct.
Stephanie did.
And Stephanie did.
Stephanie did that.
Yes, and she's like, well, I'm like, we literally just walked in there, and you're over here banging on the door?
Yeah.
I said, what? And I just put my hands up like, what? And she's just like, oh, it wasn't me. I'm like, right. And then the girl behind her was like, I'm sorry, it was me. And she's apologizing. And I just rolled my eyes at her, went to the sink, started washing my hands. This girl felt so bad. She came up to me and she's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to rush you. I'm like, you didn't mean to rush me? You're banging on the door. How is that not meaning to rush me?
Right.
And then she goes, oh, well, your outfit's really cute. Get the F out of here. Get the F out of here. Bye.
And Stephanie hoops off and everything.
Yes.
And to wrap up the story, from Yessie's perspective, she said, she heard you open the stall door, and then she heard you say, what now, B? And Yessie said she wasn't done yet doing what she has had to do, and she was just rushing to get her clothes back
she
on.
She ran to get dressed. Out there
to try to back up Stephanie in case things need to go down. And you know, Yessie's representing Bull Heights.
Of course.
So, oh my gosh, we're good. We're covered.
I feel good you guys are in my group. I'm happy.
We're all safe, you guys.
The Chelsea Report.
So it's a week later, and everyone is still obsessing over Kylie Jenner's Rise and Shine vocal debut.
Rise and shine.
There it is.
Rise and shine.
Well, over the weekend, Miley Cyrus and her new boyfriend, Cody Simpson, posted their own version.
Oh, wow.
Here it is.
Rise and shine.
Gosh.
And if you don't know, now you know, Kylie is officially selling Rise and Shine merch.
Get
on
it.
Her website.
Of course,
so obviously,
she is.
Yeah, she's capitalizing on it. So for $65, you can own your own official Rise and Shine sweatshirt. So there you go.
$65? Mm-hmm. Like, what kind of quality is this?
Yeah, facts. And that's why she's a billionaire.
Yep.
Right. Super quick, right on that. Get it, girl.
There it is. Very smart. The movie Joker is about to break a massive record. So there was a ton of backlash with this film because of its controversial violent content.
Right.
But this is crazy. It's actually on the way to becoming the top grossing R-rated film of all time.
Damn, of all time, Chelsea?
All time. So after this weekend, the Joker's global total stands at $737 million, exceeding all expectations. Deadpool is the last film to hold the record, and its current record is $783 million. So it's not too far away. It's definitely, for sure, going to break that record coming up here soon. So
good. You guys have to watch it.
I haven't seen it yet. Crystal B, tell us, what caught you?
It's darker than I thought. It's intense.
In a good way.
In a good way. Like, I knew Joker is dark and intense.
Right.
No, this, like, Joaquin Phoenix took it to the next level. I'm telling you guys, I was in one of those recliner chairs at the theater.
Yeah.
I had to scoot up. Like, I like literally had my knees in my mouth, pretty much. Like, I was hiding my face in my sweatshirt. I made my parents go see it, and my mom called me immediately after. She's like, wow. Did not expect any of that to happen.
Really?
Like, yeah, you said that. You were like, I didn't expect it to be what it is. What did you mean by that? Do you mean that it was darker?
It was way darker. Like, it's the joke, like... I'm telling you, don't take kids there. I saw like an 8-9-year-old there, and I'm like, why would you do that? It's dark, but it's not scary because I don't like scary movies. It's very suspenseful, intense. You get to learn about the Joker. Like, oh, it's really good.
Interesting. Got to see it for sure. This weekend, Angelina Jolie also ended up back at the top of the box office with Disney's Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. So it actually beat out Joker. Joker went to number 2, but Joker's still killing it as well.
Right.
So there's kind of your update in the box office.
Thank you, Chelsea.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by SDC. CCU, it's not Big Bang Banking, it's better. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you, or you can visit SDCCU.com.
Thank you, Chels. All right, coming up next at 7 a.m., we got the top 5 most streamed songs in LA. Also, we got the best recaps from our sold-out historic weekend Survive this weekend. Thank you so much for being a part of history. Mm-hmm. Raised over $135,000 for the American Cancer Society. Cool. And a lot of cool stuff happened backstage. We have audio of that. Like... Lizzo and Camila Cabello meeting for the first time.
So good.
We have the conversation they had, and you're going to love it. Coming up next. Thank you once again for making it possible. Historic night for We Can't Survive this Saturday night at the Hollywood Bowl. Sold out, raised over $135,000 for the American Cancer Society. Great cause and an amazing concert. What's dope is that a lot of these amazing artists are meeting for the first time backstage. And we're able to capture those moments, recorded some awesome audio. And I didn't know this, but they fangirl or fanboy, like, off of each other.
Oh, yeah.
Over each other.
Definitely.
You know, and Lizzo confessed to us that Taylor Swift gave her a gift.
How sweet.
Right? Let's check it out what it was.
Taylor Swift gave me a candle today. Yeah, it was really sweet. It smells good. It smells good as hell.
It's so good. You know what? This week, too, they had some, like, they're showing each other love on social media. Like, Taylor Swift's fans were supporting Lizzo's fans. So Swifties and Lesbians kind of united, and they told each other to stream each other's music. And then, like, Taylor and Lizzo both commented, and they're like, this is how it should be.
Aww.
Girl power all the way. So it's cool to see them coming together. I love it, and I'm really hoping they're going to collab together sometime soon.
Absolutely. And speaking about Taylor Swift, she put things into perspective. She closed out the night right after Camila Cabello. And this kind of shocked me, because imagine all the events that Taylor Swift's done throughout her career, right? Stadiums, all the above. And she put things into perspective of how special this night was, not just for the cause, but also this lineup that people got to see. Check it out.
I was watching the show, and I was thinking, this is possibly the best lineup I've ever seen of artists.
That's huge.
I was watching it, and I was just like, perfect. The artists that played this show before me are phenomenal. So why don't you give another round of applause to them, to their bands, to their dancers.
Taylor Swift, man, she's so humble. And also, Taylor, thank you for bringing the fireworks at the end of the night.
Seriously. I know, that was lit.
I was like, where'd that come from?
All right, so getting to the moment where Camila Cabello and Lizzo met for the first time. They were both performing at the Hollywood Bowl for the first time as well. Their conversation got real funny real quick. Check it out.
Let me just
I heard you. You sounded so good. Actually, you were playing Tempo in Soundcheck, and I made an Insta story of me twerking to it.
Okay.
Well, I'm not great at it. You got to teach me.
I believe you got something that,
I do, but I don't know.
Senorita up in there. You got that senorita. I like the way you call me senorita.
Thank you.
Them hips don't lie.
Well, you know, I just don't, like, I have the material, but I don't know how to move it. But let's reconvene on that. You give me some lessons.
The ass materials.
But I need to know the muscle.
I'm twerking right now.
How are you doing that?
Can you see this?
Look at this.
You're doing it though.
Really?
I'm doing left cheek, right cheek, left cheek, right cheek. See? And this is twerk 101.
It's so good.
I like how she's teaching her how to twerk the first time they met.
Yes.
Like 5 minutes into meeting Lizzo, she's teaching her how to twerk.
They'll never forget that that first interaction. You can't forget that.
They're like, let's get to the important things of life. All right, how do we twerk? Here we go.
Yeah.
Check out videos and more at ampradio.com. Also, you can download our app, radio.com app. Search We Can't Survive. Thank you for making history to our local band, Rain, that performed Crush the Super Nice Folk. Mm-hmm. Jonas Brothers, Becky G, surprise guest Halsey.
Mm-hmm. So big.
Billie Eilish, Marshmello, Lizzo, of course, Camila Cabello, and Taylor Swift.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
And Mini Mix right now with the birthday boy, DJ Majestic.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Commercial free all day today. Coming up in 5 more minutes, we'll let you know how you can win a pair of passes to party at Halsey's Halloween Fiesta going down this Friday night.
Damn.
Chelsea, I know you've been there. You got some cool stories. You're going to tell us about that coming up next. Right now, though, I got a big shout out for Jorge Chaitis from Baldwin Park. He's one of the brave Lyft drivers that was at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, man.
After We Can't Survive. Shout out to you, all the Lyft and Uber drivers. Also, shout out to all the students I got to meet and speak with this past Friday at the Cash for College College Fair at East LA College. There's a lot of college up in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole message.
Yes. College.
Go get it, baby. And Mini Mix, DJ Majestic. Do your schooling or else you're going to end up on the radio like us. Let's go.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Y'all, if you're down to go to one of the most epic Halloween parties in Hollywood, we got you right now.
Ooh.
Your chance to win a pair of passes to party with Halsey, our surprise We Can't Survive artist, at her almost famous Halloween party going down this Friday in Hollywood. All you got to do is guess the name of the remix song that birthday boy DJ Majestic is going to play for you based only on the lyrics, all right? Give us a call if you want to play.
Nice.
877-971-HITS. Chelsea, you've been there. You were there last year.
Last year, yeah.
How was it, girl?
Everyone lets loose at Halsey's party. Like, plus people are like in costumes, so you can't totally see their face. But I remember seeing like Lauren Uraghi, Ty Dolla $ign, Swae Lee, and Halsey all like dancing in a circle and then taking shots together. Like, everyone's just getting wild.
The remix battle with Edgar and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Damn. Is somebody really going to beat DJ Majestic on his birthday?
On his birthday.
Hopefully.
Yeah. It's even better.
Your chance to win a pair of passes to party at Halsey's almost famous Halloween party going down this Friday night here in Hollywood at a secret location. All you got to do is guess the name of the remix song that DJ Majestic's about to play based only on the lyrics. Do not get swayed by the beat. All right, here we go. Let's meet your contestant, man. You're going to be going up against Bree from Carson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bree's ready, man.
Yeah, she got the energy.
Bree, why do you believe you can beat DJ Majestic on his birthday?
I believe I can be DJ Majestic on his birthday because I've been working so hard, working 3 jobs and taking care of 2 kids every day. So, yes, I am ready.
That's right. Majestic isn't working 3 jobs.
Can't even be mad at that.
She said, you ain't nothing.
Yeah.
She didn't even say happy birthday, bro. She's like, yo, I'm about to beat you, but at least happy birthday.
At least
happy birthday. Sorry.
Bree, if you don't guess correctly, Gabriel from Ontario is getting ready to jack your tickets. Gabriel, what do you want to say to Bree?
Hey, good morning, guys. How
good
you
morning.
Doing?
Good morning. Great, bro.
Good. Come on, Bree. Show me what you got. Today is my birthday. Give me some big present for me.
It's your birthday, too?
Aww.
There we go.
Wow. Do we really share the same birthday?
DJ Majestic and Gabriel are sharing the same birthday.
Don't try to take my shine, dude.
They might both pick up an L for their birthday.
Shoot.
All right, here we go, Bree. What is the name of this song based only on the lyrics? DJ Majestic is coming with something tricky on his birthday.
Uh-oh.
The name of this song based only on the lyrics.
Rise and shine.
Yo, I would say it's a CD skipping, but y'all don't do CDs anymore.
Those are the only lyrics we got.
Oh, God.
All right, Bree. Obviously, it's the artist's name is Kylie Jenner.
Uh-oh.
Can we call her an artist?
God.
Yeah.
Do you know the name of the song?
No.
Oh, no, wait. Stop. You just got to give it a guess. Just guess.
You get one guess, Bree.
Guess what the name of the song is based on what
I'm
you heard.
I'm going to say, Rise and Shine.
Is that your final guess?
Yes.
All right, she's guessing Rise and Shine based on the lyrics.
Why would you guess that?
Based on the lyrics.
Rise and Shine. Rise and Shine.
Based on the lyrics, she says Rise and Shine. And that is correct.
You did it. Wow. It was close. I was worried for a second, but you did it.
Wow, there's only three words in the whole song.
Oh my gosh. But you won. You did it.
That was scary, girl. That was scary. Congratulations. You're going to get the break you've been wanting and party with Halsey at the Halloween Fiesta going down this Friday.
Get a babysitter.
Yes! I'm scared my little cousin's in the car with me. But yes!
Your mommy's happy because she's going to leave you.
Yeah.
Right tonight. Rise and shine, baby. All right, coming up next, Chelsea, what you working on?
So what does Camila Cabello have to say about those rumors that her and Sean have broken up?
Aww. Oh, hell no.
Mm-hmm. Sad.
She was just that we can't survive.
But she was there alone.
Yeah, that's true.
He was not there with her.
Don't worry, guys. I've got details coming up next in the Chelsea Report, 7:50.
I'm already heartbroken. I'm shook. Hold on. I'm shook. All right. Also, what was your favorite We Can't Survive moment? We're taking your calls, your texts, 877-971-HITS.
The Chelsea Report.
So we have to shout out Mike Posner today because over the weekend, Mike finally finished his walk across America.
Jeez.
He ended it with a well-deserved dive in the Pacific Ocean here in Venice Beach.
I can't even try to imagine what that was like, especially when he was in Colorado and got bit by that rattlesnake.
Definitely.
That's nuts, guys.
Okay, get this. He walked nearly 3,000 miles. Isn't that
that's
crazy?
Insane.
Almost 3,000 miles. Like, that's nuts. And like you said, he got bit by rattlesnakes, so obviously it wasn't the easiest track. He started in April, left from New Jersey, and then ended now here. What month is it? I don't even know.
October.
I'm like, what month is it? So how many months is that? I mean, he's been doing this for a while.
And, I ain't trying to do math on a Monday morning.
No, same.
Or
know what day it is.
Or no day at all. I'm not trying to do math ever.
But mad props to him, man.
Yes, congrats.
We came in here, you know, probably a couple months before he left, and he was telling us that he wanted to do this walk because it was inspired after his dad passed away and his friend Avicii, and he was like, this is just on my bucket list, and I decided why wait any longer? I just want to do this. So good for him, for sure.
Congrats, Mike.
Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes have shut down breakup rumors over the weekend, so don't worry, they're still together. Apparently, some people thought they broke up because Sean archived their hilarious fish kiss video on Instagram. It's the one that went viral where they're like making fun of people saying that they didn't know how to kiss. So he archived it. It went away for a little bit. It's back. Don't worry. But people thought, oh, is this because there's trouble in paradise? Well, Camila, I love her so much. She took a screenshot of this headline of someone reporting on it saying, "Prove Sean and Camila are broken up." So she took a screenshot of this headline and wrote on it, "Well, when the F were you going to tell me, Sean Mendes?"
Although, Crystal B, you had me thinking that this was true because...
Why? Right, because Shawn Mendes was not with her at We Can't Survive. I thought it was true because I was low-key hoping that Shawn would be there.
He
would come out on stage.
But I think he's in Japan. Yeah. He's on tour right now. So that's the one thing that made me be like, okay, it can't be true.
Camila did shout him out, though, from
she
the
did.
Stage.
Very
cute.
And he also posted, right around the same time Camila posted that, he posted a picture of them. It's adorable, of like them hugging, her kissing him on the cheek, and then like captioned it with a heart, and she commented underneath with a heart and an emoji.
Strong.
Yeah.
So more fish kisses to come, is what you're
exactly.
saying.
That's right. So there, Shawn Mila lives on. That is all I have for this report. This report is brought to you by SDCCU. It's not Big Bank Bank. It's better. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you, or you can visit SDCCU.com.
Thank you, Chelsea. Speaking about We Can't Survive, thank you for such a historic night.
Amazing.
Over $135,000 were raised for the American Cancer Society. So thank you so, so much. And Taylor Swift put things into perspective. Not only was it a great cause, but the lineup itself was historic. Mm-hmm. Listen to what she had to say.
I was watching the show and I was thinking, this is possibly the best lineup I've ever seen of artists. I was watching it and I was just like, perfect.
Straight facts. And thank you for bringing the fireworks, literally and figuratively, Taylor Swift. Coming up next, we're going to highlight some more epic moments like our surprise guest, Halsey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you would do the same thing if you saw this lineup and you're going to be hanging out with these amazing artists. you would have also shot your shot at requesting a collab with one of them.
Oh, yeah. You have to.
While you're on stage at the Hollywood Bowl. We'll tell you who she shot her shot at. And there may be already a response to that.
Sure is.
Oof. Also, we have an awesome backstage Billie Eilish moment to tell you all about. It's going to be good. What are your thoughts on it? Candace from Monrovia, good morning to you. Thank you for coming out to We Can't Survive. What would you say was your favorite moment of the night?
Oh, it's so hard. But for me, it was probably Lizzo. I got to show her my signs, telling her that she built my confidence up. And then I made it on the big screen. So
oh, my gosh.
That message of body positivity and being free for the night, and her message of just, you know, loving yourself and not letting everybody judge you. Just be who you are and embrace it.
That's awesome, Candace. And I agree with you. And we all agree with you in regards to that message, man. When you love yourself and you accept yourself for who you are, then you could truly love others the way they deserve as well. You feel me? So I'm glad you had such a great night. What did your sign say, Candace?
It said, Lizzo, you built my confidence.
Oh, feeling good as hell.
How special is that for her to see that, too?
Yes.
Candace, before we wrap up, just tell me, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good as hell.
Yes. Hit those notes, girl.
I love it. Do my
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
So cute. Saturday night at the Hollywood Bowl, at our sold out We Can't Survive concert.
So lit.
When Camila did Señorita, she gave Sean a little shout out.
She sure did. It was cute.
Qué linda. Edgar, Chelsea, Crystal B hanging out with you, hooking you up with highlights of that amazing historic night. Thank you. Thank you for some foremost. It was for a great cause. Raised over $135,000 for the American Cancer Society. And right now we're going to share one of the dopest highlights when our surprise amp artist Halsey decided to show up. And you would too. If you're an amp artist that all of a sudden you're surrounded by all these huge mega artists, you're going to shoot your shot at trying to collab with one of them at least.
As you should.
Heck yeah.
And this is what Halsey had to say.
I'm having a really good time right now, but I got to be honest with you. I can't wait to get off stage so I can come back out and watch Taylor Swift. I have been dying to see her live. The whole new album is my shower music. My assistant has like 100 videos from outside the door where I'm in the shower, just like, you're my lover. It's so good! She's definitely an artist that I would absolutely love to collaborate with at some point, if that's possible.
Shoot your shot, Halsey.
This is interesting, too. So later, on Saturday night after We Can Survive, Taylor kind of responded to this on Tumblr. So basically, she reblogged a fan who wrote, Halsey randomly started singing Lover on stage tonight. I love her. So Taylor reblogged that and replied, me too. And so my theory is, I feel like Halsey's for sure going to be in the lineup for her Lover Fest because Taylor has not announced it yet. I feel like they're kind of like setting it up.
They're working on it.
For sure.
And I was saying that Taylor gave Lizzo a candle, so she's gifting her. So Lizzo might be on that as well.
And Camila's going to be on it because they're like BFFs.
They're homies,
so,
yeah.
I mean.
And Taylor also said when she was on stage, this could be the best lineup I've ever been a part of.
Boom.
Meaning, there it is. You guys totally jacked my idea for my festival.
It was just so good. She's probably like, damn, inspired. Amp is killing it. And I see what they're doing and I'm going to do it too.
We totally inspired her.
Yeah. So I hope we're all invited. Front row. Come on, Taylor. We
need to be.
Yeah.
We want to hear your side of the story. If you were there at our historic We Can't Survive, what was your favorite moment? Hit us up at 877-971-HITS. Call or text us. And also, we have this epic story of what happened with Billie Eilish backstage. Such a cool moment.
Yep.
So obviously, you guys didn't get to see. I don't think anybody's written about this moment just yet.
Nope.
But Crystal B has the inside scoop on it. All right. Good Hang tight. On 97.1 Amp Radio, you're commercial free all day today.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Highlights of our epic, historic We Can't Survive are going down right now. Thank you so much for supporting such a great cause. Raised over 135 grand for the American Cancer Society.
So
Crystal
good.
B, you have a dope story about something that went down with Billie Eilish backstage.
Yes.
We'll get to that in just a sec. But right about now, go to your phone calls of your favorite moments. Lauren from LA, good morning to you. What was your favorite moment at We Can't Survive?
Good morning. Oh, man, there are so many good ones, but maybe Lizzo. She was outstanding. Kanga. Just her energy was amazing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys saw her pants, but
yes,
it was 100%.
Go ahead and tell us, what was written on her booty?
I don't know if I can say that explicitly on the radio.
Say it.
She said, I'm 100% that B-I-T-C-H.
You're so cute.
You know kids can spell nowadays.
Yeah. Ooh, you said a bad word.
Lauren, thank you for coming out and being part of such a great cause and such an amazing night.
Thank you. It was so great meeting you all. I had the best time.
Thank you.
I've ever been to.
Oh, amazing. Woo. Ever? Ever, ever? Ever?
Are you kidding? That lineup was amazing. How can you not say that? Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lauren. Have a great week.
Bye. You too.
Love ya. All right. Let's get to this backstage Billie Eilish story. Crystal B, break it down.
This was my favorite moment of the night. Okay. So I'm backstage and there's this little girl back there with her mom and she's bowling. We had a little bowling alley back there. So The little girl is just, you know, bowling. She gets tapped on the shoulder by Billie Eilish. She turns around and just starts crying.
Oh,
the little girl just starts crying and starts covering her face. And Billie just hugs her and embraces her.
That.
So, of course, I pull out my phone. I start taking photos. I'm like, oh, this is so amazing. The little girl was crying. You could tell that she's telling her, like, I love you so much. Uh-huh. And Billie was just looking at her, hugging her, holding her. And then I'm looking back at my photos while they're still there. And I look at her mom, who's taking photos of her, and it's Viola Davis.
Oh, snap.
A-list actress, Viola Davis, like Oscar winner, Viola Davis. I'm like, holy crap, that's Viola Davis'
yes.
daughter.
Crystal B's like, so I started crying.
Yeah, no, I'm crying. I want to go hug Viola Davis. And I'm just like shook. I'm like, do I go say hi? Like, what do I do? But I just thought that was so cool that not only is Viola Davis like a massive actress and she could probably set up for her daughter to meet Billie Eilish at any time.
Oh, yeah.
She decided to bring her to We Can Survive
that's
and
awesome.
Surprise her to meet Billie Eilish at our show.
So did you go and say hi?
Hell no, I was too shook. I was starstruck. I'm like, do I go to Billie? Do I go to Viola? What do I do? Like, it was too much happening. Yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh, this little girl's crying. Like, I'm going to cry. We're all going to cry.
I remember something like this happened also with Julia Roberts' kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're huge fans of Billie Eilish as well. So, man, such a cool night.
Such
Check out videos, exclusive interviews at ampradio.com. Speaking about Billie Eilish, we do have an exclusive interview about her first time that she ever went to a show at the Hollywood Bowl. Mm. And it was a crazy experience what happened to her. You can't miss this story.
Uh-oh.
Booker was with her backstage and caught it. We'll tell you about it coming up next. You get to hear it.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Edgar, Chelsea, Crystal B hanging out. Highlighting We Can Survive this weekend. It's been so much fun so far this morning.
Yeah.
And backstage, a lot of cool stuff happened. Our homie Booker got to hang out with Billie Eilish. And you catch Booker in the afternoon here on 97.1 Amp Radio. And she talked about her first experience going to the Hollywood Bowl. She's LA born and raised. Mm-hmm. And it is now a hilarious story. Probably not that fun or funny when it happened.
Oh, no.
But check it out.
I was like
I get that a
eight
lot.
Or something. And we came to see Dolly Parton at the Hollywood Bowl. And I didn't know I was allergic to dairy. And I ate something and a lot of it because I loved that. And then, like, as soon as the show started, I was in the bathroom for the whole show. Like, not even just, like, a little bit of it.
Right.
I did not see any of the show.
No Dolly.
I was, like, eight, and I had really bad separation anxiety, so I couldn't be alone in there. I had to make my mom stay in the bathroom with me while I pooped my brains out.
Yo, shout out to Billie's mom for enduring all that, man. That's
Jeez.
True parent right there. Check out more interviews, exclusive highlights of We Can't Survive on our ampradio.com page, also on the freeradio.com app, and on the gram at 97.1 Amp Radio.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
I don't mean to stress you out with these first world problems, but what are you going to dress up as for Halloween?
Oh, no.
The pressure is on.
We barely figured out what we were wearing to We Can Survive. The morning We Can Survive.
Morning
so, no clue. Oh
my gosh. I could tell you guys decided that morning, by the way.
Oh, hater.
Hey, rude.
Just
hater. You look
cute, Crystal.
Yeah,
I don't care what Edgar says.
We could pull it together that quick. You know, we don't have to prep.
I would just play with
hater.
You.
Hater.
Oh my God, so defensive.
Hey, but just between us, like, has this ever happened to you? Like,
what?
You have a big event like We Can Survive or something like that, and you're stressing out about wearing. But honestly, sometimes you look the cutest when you don't even plan out your outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rather than when you totally try to plan out, you go to 50 different stores, 50 different websites to try to make it work. And sometimes it's just like you're out on like a Monday for no damn reason.
Or for me, like on Friday, I went to like 7 different stores. I spent way too many hours trying to find an outfit. And then it came down to literally the first outfit I picked out. Like the first like 20 minutes. And so I'm like, I spent 4 hours trying to find a stupid outfit.
For nothing.
First world problems.
Also, yeah. I don't know if you noticed this, Edgar, but yes, Chelsea and I were kind of like on the same vibe and mm-hmm. we didn't even plan it. We both did our hair the same, parted it on the same side. We both had bobby pins on the same side.
Hey, we're cute.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like that happened organically. We did not plan that.
All right, so we'll continue this love fest off the air because our app listeners are like, hey, weren't you going to give out Universal Studios Home and Horror Nights tickets? Yes, now you girls looked amazing. Check out the pictures at 97.1 Amp Radio.
And Edgar matched his wife. They were matchy-matchy. And Edgar, he dressed him and his wife, which
yes,
I thought was cute.
I did.
Oh, she didn't dress you this time?
No, I dressed us in support of women battling breast cancer. Rocking the pink. Yes. All right, got your pair of tickets to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights right now. 877-971 hits. Caller 9, you win. What's coming up next, Chelsea?
All right, so even though so many people were against the movie Joker because of its controversy, content,
yeah.
Find out how it's actually about to make history.
So good.
It's pretty crazy. Coming up next in the Chelsea Report at 8:52.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Just got an amazing text that I want to share with you guys from one of our Amp listeners that was at We Can't Survive this weekend. But before I get to that, I want to thank you and everybody that was a part of We Can't Survive this weekend, from the artists to you showing up to the sponsors to our entire team at radio.com here at Amp Radio. Such an amazing job. It takes a lot to get something like that going. Over $135,000 was raised for the American Cancer Society. So a great cause, incredible. Great artists. Mm-hmm. And what we've been getting this morning from you, I would say the top moment for a lot of you has been Lizzo.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Her message, what she stands for. And this is where this text comes in from Shauna in the 951. She says, life after breast cancer is adjusting to a new normal. Mm. Body image has been a struggle for me. Lizzo, thank you for reminding me to toss my hair and check my nails. I'm a survivor and I'm beautiful. Thank you, 97.1 Amp Radio, for having me and my daughter Saturday night. We sang, we cried, we danced, we smiled.
So special.
It was the best gift ever. Blessings from Shauna.
Wow. Shout out to Shauna.
And that's what it's all about, you know? Everyone coming together, celebrating, raising money for a good cause. It's incredible.
And this is the moment that she's referring to where Lizzo took us to church. Mm. And it was an absolute experience, and we can relive it together even if you weren't there. Hopefully this message touches you.
Thank you so much for being a part of something like this that helps so many people, so many families. Thank you so much. You are healing people. Make some noise now for yourself. But I also want people to feel better, feel good. I know that music can change the world. I truly believe that we can heal the world, but first we have to heal ourselves. Do you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Are we feeling good as hell yet? I do my hand.
Still get goosebumps thinking of the Hollywood Bowl Saturday night.
Energy she had. She killed that stage.
Yes. Oh, check out videos, exclusive interviews, ampradio.com on our freeradio.com app. Coming up next, we'll tell you about the cool moment when Camila Cabello met Lizzo for the first time and their conversation was hilarious.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Thank you for giving us another day to do what we love. Edgar, Chelsea, Crystal B hanging out with you. And thank you for making this weekend's We Can't Survive a historic one.
Oh, so good.
Many of you have been saying it, possibly the best lineup ever.
Facts. Mm-hmm.
at a festival, at a concert, you name it. And for a great cause. Raised over $135,000 for the American Cancer Society.
So cool.
And listen, of course many of you were saying that, but then Taylor Swift goes on stage and confirms what you were already thinking.
I was watching the show and I was thinking, this is possibly the best lineup I've ever seen of artists. I was watching it and I was just like, perfect. The artists that played this show before me are phenomenal. So why don't you give another round of applause to them, to their bands, to their dancers.
You're absolutely right, Taylor Swift. And we have a conspiracy theory going on
because
of what we saw at We Can't Survive.
For sure. I mean, one of my favorite moments had to have been Halsey when she was on stage gushing about Taylor Swift.
Yes.
And she says, she's like, I love her album and I want to collaborate with her. And I'm like, wait a minute. I have a feeling Halsey might be included on Taylor's Lover Fest. She has not announced the lineup for her Lover Fest that's going down next year. So I think for sure it might be Halsey.
And Halsey was a special guest.
Yes.
And she came out and said that.
Surprise.
Yeah, surprise. And to add on to this conspiracy theory.
Yes.
Taylor also gave Lizzo a candle. So she's gifting Lizzo backstage. So Lizzo could very well be on the same lineup.
I wonder if that's the invite. Like, just Lizzo couldn't say it.
Wait.
But it's like, here's a candle. I'm inviting you to be part of my festival.
So did Billie Eilish get one? That's what we want to know now. We got to find that out.
Well, the only way we found out that Lizzo got one is...
Taylor Swift gave me a candle today. Yeah, it was really sweet. It smells so good. It smells good as hell.
I love her.
So anyways, there's a little conspiracy theory right there. All the highlights, interviews, all the above. Check them out.
This is amazing.
AmpRadio.com or download our app, radio.com for free. Also, we have tons of stuff on our socials at 97.1 Amp Radio. Love you guys. Big shout out to everybody that was a part of it, from our staff to all the artists, the opening duo, Rain, local act, man.
Great.
Super awesome people. Jonas Bros, Becky G, surprise guest artist Halsey, Billie Eilish, Marshmello, Lizzo, Camila Cabello, and of course, Taylor Swift. Before we wrap up, and Yessi Ortiz takes over, again, happy birthday to our brother.
Yes, happy birthday!
DJ Majestic, and I just got this text message from my wife. You know, you're like a brother to me, and because you are like a brother to me, you're my daughter's uncle. And hopefully you can buy them a lot of gifts when it's their birthday. I just got this video from my two-year-old daughter, Ariella, and I'm about to play it through my phone. Hopefully it works.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday too much. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday too much. And then you.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Love you, Ariella. That was really, really nice. Thank you.
Aww.
Thank you for all the birthday gifts. I got a nice pin that says I'm sexier every year. Another year sexier.
We mean it.
Hello Kitty balloons and a hat and a case of White Claw. So
ain't no laws with the claws.
Yes. Ain't no laws.
Let's
y'all
open
are the
this
best.
Up. Come on.
Let's turn it up, baby.
I'll do one.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.